Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Plenty of different types of rat kits out there to test in 15 minutes or so of COVID-19, whether you got it, whether you haven't.
Plenty?
Yeah, plenty.
Okay.
Of different types. Actual physical tests. I'm like, geez, yeah, I've got a whole sack full here like Santa Claus. No. The one I've used was a saliva one where it almost looked like one of those whiteout things where you just push it on the paper and roll it. It was like one of them, but it was like you just touch the sides of your mouth underneath your tongue. And then all of a sudden, it reads after that. You've got ones where you shove them up your nose and put them in this solution.
I thought they were all shove up your nose swabs.
That's why when
you told me about that other one, I'm like, are you sure you got a rapid antigen test and you didn't get some other type of test?
Tastes a little bit funny on the tongue, but yeah, I'd probably recommend the one up the nose being a bit more accurate. But for kiddies to have to do this a couple of times a week to go to school, for parents, they'd be like, you know, trying to get them ready for school is bad enough. Trying to do something like this would be incredibly frustrating.
Oh, yeah. If you're a mum and dad, it's a pain in the ass to get them to school. Now it's a pain in their nose to get them to school.
So I was actually quite excited to see this story about a Queensland company, which is called Examine Holdings, run by this guy called Colin Hickey, who's got a makeshift lab in his own, you know, garage. He's getting this thing up and running about, basically, it's a COVID testing system where it's like a breathalyzer, like an RBT breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it works.
Patient simply needs to blow into the device for 5 seconds. The mouthpiece is then popped off and disposed of. Then all you have to do is wait for 60 seconds to get your results.
Once the device has done the test, it produces a QR code. You scan the code and the answer for the test is in the code.
How cool is that?
It sounds cool. What's this guy's background, though?
Oh, he's not just some crazy doc. He's not just crazy scientist. No, he's got all. He's like a former scientist, and he's done studies over the years. He's like semi-retired.
Okay,
and he's just tinkering with things in the shed.
Because otherwise, like if I had the guy in my neighborhood going, "Oh, do you want to come down to the shed and give me a blow?" Like I'm like, "What are you doing?" Oh, I'm creating a new breath test for COVID. I'm like, okay, I'd still be reluctant to go with him, I think.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a way of the future. It looks pretty cool, I reckon.
Early testing shows it's 98% accurate and can detect the virus almost as soon as the patient contracts it. Rapid antigen tests pick up the virus a week after it's been caught. Mm. That's why it's captured the attention of the federal government, offering the team a $650,000 grant.
Not bad. So hopefully, if this all goes to plan and all goes well, this is going to be absolutely fantastic for our country. Such a quick turnaround, and maybe they're looking at hopefully getting this out in April, May sometime this year.
That would be very handy. It would make things much easier.
Yeah. I wonder how they'd sort of roll it out. Would it then be pushed upon maybe police to sort of, you know, like police this on the roads? You know, you think breathalyzer, you think of the alcohol breathalyzers. Are they going to be out there all of a sudden, you know, pulling people over? They see a pee player. They're like, all right, he's got the spoiler. He's got the shiny rims. Let's pull him over and test him to see if he's positive for COVID. You know, just the usual procedure. Like, I'm sorry, buddy. You've tested positive for COVID. Apparently, you're fully sick. And it's not a good thing, buddy. It's a bad thing.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
And it can be frustrating. You get home from work, check the letterbox on your way in, and you find you've got a card that's been left there by the postie to say, you missed the parcel delivery, so you now have to take your butt down to your local post office and get it yourself. I got carded just the other day. I was waiting to receive these books. But it's not so bad for me because you go down to the post office here in Bega and hopefully you get Georgina, who's a ray of bloody sunshine. Georgina is like the shining example of customer service. She's such a lovely lady. I'm like, every time I see Georgina, I'm like, oh, you feel better after chatting with her. You're like, give her a Cartier watch. Give her all the Cartier watches. She deserves it.
Yeah, suddenly getting carded isn't so bad. It's like when you first see that card in your letterbox, it's like you've been given a red card on the soccer field. You're like, oh, no. I'm off.
It can be pretty frustrating when it happens once or twice, you know, but for one family, it was happening all the time. And this couple, Wayne Short and Veronica Lipson, they got so fed up that they took their issue with being carded to the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, or VCAT as it's known. They claimed that Australia Post failed to deliver their parcels to their home and instead continued to deliver them to the local post office for like a year.
Wow.
They were carded for a year. They reckon some parcels were left at the front door without their doorbell being rung, while others were just thrown up the external stairs to the front door.
Take that. Here you go.
It's always the worst thing, too, when you see a box and you know that it's got something fragile inside and it looks like it's been kicked all the way from where it was shipped to your front door.
Yeah.
And then you'll get other things. Like yesterday, we got a parcel from Kmart and I knew it had one thing inside of it. It was like the last part of this order.
Yep.
And the box was in pristine condition. I opened it up. It's full of packaging, those plastic like pillows, the air pillows. And inside was one yellow rubber dog ball that I'd bought for Pepper. So they went to these great lengths to protect this ball that's pretty much indestructible.
Sacred.
Yeah. Apparently Australia Post halted all parcel deliveries to this couple's home in June 2020 after Mr. Short told the delivery driver he'd lodged a formal complaint. The driver, who had just given Wayne his parcel, then took it back, according to Wayne's testimony.
God.
And then Wayne grabbed the parcel from the driver, lost his temper, yelling at him, "Get the F off my property." After that, there were no more parcels coming to Wayne's front door. He had to go down to the post office from that onwards. I'm like, you got to be nice to your posties,
you
man. I know it can be frustrating, but because they're pretty much like holding your parcels to ransom at the end of the day. They're kind of like, you know, if you're kidnappers, if there were kidnappers who took your kids, you're going to do what it takes to get it back. Otherwise, like if you mess with the postie, there's a good chance they might start sending pieces of your parcel to you in the mail. And then the worst part is they wouldn't even deliver it. You'd have to go down to the post office to get the bits of your parcel.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
So many rules and regulations around the kiddies going back to school now. Obviously, a couple of RUT tests a week, which need to be come back as negative to be going to school. But how's about now starting to outlaw haircuts? We've been hearing this the last couple of years. Certain private schools are just going, nope, to certain haircuts, not allowed in the school.
Mm.
We can add another one to the list. St. Patrick's College in Ballarat. They've hit the news headlines because they're trying to ban extreme hairstyles like the mullet, rat's tails, mohawks, patterning in the hairs, mop tops, dreadlocks, and cornrows.
I never understand who determines what is an acceptable haircut and what's not. What separates a short back and sides from an extremely short sides, which is the mullet?
I just wonder where they got the term extreme hairstyle. Is it because MacGyver had a mullet, you know, extreme things with the mullet, so went, oh, that's extreme, that's an extreme hairstyle.
Well, some of our greatest, like, sporting stars had mullets back in the day. They were celebrated.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with the mullet.
Ivor Davies from Ice House, famous for the mullet, a legendary Australian musician.
Well, I mean, Farnsie.
Farnsie.
John Farnsie's been Farnsie
as well.
Years.
What makes it even worse with this particular college is, you know, basically when the students enroll at the college, parents and carers have to sign an agreement acknowledging and agreeing to that policy and the rule.
Okay.
So it's like before you're allowed in the school, you have to sign, "I hereby swear that I will not engage in any mullet, mohawk, rat's tail and pattern activity whilst in these premises."
What are they worried about? That like a, you know, it's going to start a mullet revolution or something. You know, it'll be a bad influence on the other kids picking their haircuts.
I'm imagining it's going to be the episode of The Simpsons where they're all wearing the same uniform and just marching. They just want everyone that's like in uniform and just marching in the one direction, you know. But people are saying, obviously online, they're going poo-poo to this because it doesn't affect the way they're learning, their learning outcomes. It's just who they are. It's their hairstyle.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to go and fight like in the octagon in the UFC or something, obviously you don't want the long hair because people can grab onto it. But
yeah.
And I don't know.
You can tell those haircuts anyway. That's when half the head is shaved and the other half isn't.
Well, it's the same with, like, the military. You know what I mean? Like, you join the army or any of the other arms of the Defence Force, and they always get you to cut your hair real short. And I'm like, but you also require me to kill people. Does it?
Does
it matter what my hairstyle is? I don't think that's the major issue.
Yeah, it's pretty rough for the kids at this school as well, because when you think of it, you know, to go back to school now, most schools you need a RAT test. You need one of those negative ones every couple of days.
Yeah.
So this school, you basically literally have a RAT test every single day to get through the gate.
The rat tail test.
Yeah. Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.